May you catch the wind of his spirit and move into your dreams with new anointing. Dear heart dwellers, the Lord is carrying his bride over the threshold into new places. Places that have been dormant in our hearts are now coming alive and being empowered. Moving beyond some of the clouds and the darkness and the difficulties and moving into our destinies in a new and fresh way. Jesus began. Things are heating up in the world. There are pockets of breakthroughs all over the world. Places and peoples that have caught the wind of my spirit blowing on them and carrying them into new territory, new anointings. Heart dwellers are a part of that, and I wish for my brides to recognize when they feel their heart's desire overtaking them. That is a good thing. That is a beginning. Do not suppress that or write it off. I'm encouraging you. Remember, I have placed those very desires in your heart. Like you, Claire, and the flute, I did at first spark that in your heart, and with godly prudence you sought the discernment of your husband. And so I have ratified that to you. You have only to pursue it. Practice and worship to songs with it. You will find you learn it very quickly, for I am with you. Remember always to seek my help and that of the holy angels. Yeah, it's interesting. I've been picking up the flute and playing it during worship time, and it's been very, very productive and very sweet. The Lord continued, remember always to seek my help and that of the holy angels. And just to clarify that on the angels, he has assigned a choir of angels to me to help me compose and arrange music. And sometimes I'm aware of them in the room, and sometimes I'm not. It's a matter of being more sensitive, but I do pray and ask Holy Spirit, would you please ask my angels to help me? And things go more smoothly when I do. Just wanted to qualify that for you. Jesus continued, others have begun writing projects. Others have visited forums and spread my fragrance abroad. Others still are visiting the poor and volunteering at soup kitchens and loving on the very, very poor and destitute. Others are growing in the gifts of intercession and learning the skills of visiting the sick in the spirit. You too are doing this, although I do not always allow you to remember. What I'm trying to point out is that there truly are pockets of breakthrough. My people are finding joy in serving me. Dear ones, results are not the focus. The focus is in the doing for love of me. Whether you touch 2 or 2,000 is not the point. What is important is that you are flowing with my spirit. And as you're faithful in the little things, I will come along and increase your anointing, as well as your visible results. I am training you, some with baby steps, some with bigger steps, different manifestations of my spirit, but the same spirit through all, even as it is written. There are different ways of working, but the same God works all things in men. Now to each one the manifestation of the spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, to another the message of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, and to another distinguishing between spirits, speaking in various tongues, and interpretations of tongues. All these are the work of the one and the same Spirit, who apportions them to each one as he determines. The body is a unit, though it is comprised of many parts. And although its parts are many, they all form one body. So it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given one spirit to drink. for the body does not consist of one part, but of many. And that's Paul speaking to the Corinthians, the 1 Corinthians 12. Jesus continued, I wish for you all to cooperate with one another. Do not fall into the invitation from the enemy to think your gifts are greater than your neighbor's. Even if you are starting with a pure heart, I promise you, you are a target and the enemy wants to sully your heart with envy and jealousy. Claire has done battle with those spirits as well. I have, Lord, and it seems like they think they can have me. But I belong to you, Jesus, and I will not give my attentions to these filthy demons. May their jealousy turn back on them and cause division. The Lord continued, You have done well, my bride, but just as Satan waited for a more opportune time to test me, so does he have his eye on you. The secret, as you have discovered, is to keep your eyes on me and the sublime love we share. All of you, my brides, when you feel threatened in this area, come running into my arms so I can calm your hearts and explain things more fully to you. You are each my irreplaceable diamonds, pearls, emeralds, rubies, and rare gems. Each of you is so unique. There are no comparisons one to another. I want you to focus in your gifts, the ones I've given you to cultivate. I want you to focus on my eyes of love, so deeply penetrating your souls. There is none other like you in all of my creation, and what we have together is not duplicated anywhere or with anyone else. I am totally yours, and that part of you that is from the Father and returned to Him is received perfectly in me. The glass slipper of Cinderella, only your precious feet fit into it. He created you all different, and when you come back to us, you fulfill that place you were taken from, and I respond as your spouse, needing all that you were created to be. In divine union, I and the Father are again complete. Our life has come back to us of her own free will and is received uniquely, never to be taken from you again. It is indeed a mystery of the most profound beauty and magnitude. All I ask of you is to believe and receive that union of souls made complete in communion. And keep your eyes on me and not on your neighbor, who is satisfying a whole other spectrum of beauty and completeness with their singular created being as they enter into union with the Father and I, completed of their own free will, and we are joyous. So you see, there's no need to envy your neighbor. When you focus on anyone else, you miss the beauty of who and what I created you to be. The singular beauty is soiled and frustrated by attitudes of competition and jealousy. The greatest in my kingdom is the meekest soul, who never provokes jealousy, but rather is so humble you have no idea of the gifts hidden inside that vessel. Lord, I feel provoked when I share something with a spiritual friend and they reply back in a way that insinuates, well, I have that gift too, or I already knew that. It makes me feel so stupid and not unique, but common and lacking. Jesus answered me, the sooner you get over that, the better. But I will say to my brides, acknowledge the special virtues, gifts, and insights I give uniquely to each of you. Do not fall into rivalries and belittle one another. Recognize their beauty and gifts and insights. Learn from them, but do not push them down by declaring yourself over them. This stems from deep insecurity and a need to be better than others. I abhor that. Humble yourselves, children. Humble yourselves. Declare the gifts unique to one another. Praise me for them. They came from me. I am the sole author of virtue. All praise is to be directed to me. But do acknowledge and learn from one another without rivalry or an air of spiritual superiority. The truly humble person on the outside seems so bland and without extraordinary virtue. Yes, they are a fountain sealed, and only I know what is within. I have called Claire to share what we do together, along with her numerous shortcomings and faults, so that you may understand. If I can continue to work with her, you're a piece of cake, and I mean that with all sincerity. Yes, Lord, honestly, I am at a loss as to why you continue to clean the mud of this world off of me every day. Like today when I was repenting for giving in to so many distractions, terribly neglecting you, so frustrated, so full of hurried Martha, Martha mentality and activity, grabbing everything in sight to finish off. I was so ashamed today, Jesus. And you gave me the rhema. Exclude all activities and things that are not within the circle of focus. Mortify curiosity and the unending desire for what pleases the eye. Boy, is that right. It's that perfectionistic thing. It's never enough. It's never perfect enough. There's always something else to do. You can always make it better. And what a waste of time that is. It's terrible, really. You see, I noticed the brown edges around my rubber plant's leaves, and I just had to trim them off. Well, it's a 7-foot plant and could take a long time. I was convicted that I was wasting time, so I stopped without finishing. I knew that you needed me here, Lord, and I was disgusted with myself for that and a proverbial million other distractions I gave into earlier in the day. Jesus continued, I know. And what did you say to me? I asked you, thinking about my insufficiency and that I'm constantly having problems staying focused, I said, is this the best you could do? The Lord replied, in other words, you couldn't find someone better for this job? Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. And what was my answer? You replied, I'm afraid so. Jesus continued, I really have my hands full of a challenge with her. She's a hardened, stubborn case, so easily distracted, and the demons enjoy watching her for entertainment and a good laugh. There is just something about you, darling, that you can't sit still without a semi-load of graces to hold you down. I know, Lord, it's a shameful thing. But you see, I can and am using you in spite of that. In fact, I do love a challenge. So, my brides, there is not one of you out there who has more faults than she does. Calm yourselves. If there's hope for her, your hope is secure in me. Do not downgrade yourselves because of your faults. Offer them to me so I can change you. That's all that is required. With trust, of course. Knowing that nothing is impossible to me. I have brought and unmasked Claire to convince you of that. So there's no need to be jealous, not of her, not of anyone, because I love you with a love that cannot be duplicated by any other soul. We are in this together. I'm committed to you. I know what will bring you the greatest joy, and I'm taking you there. As my bride, I carry you over the threshold of impossibilities. Yes, I scoop you up into my arms and carry you right over the threshold into new life in me. How exciting is that? All that is required on your part is to believe. And scripture came to mind as he had said that. After the miracle of the loaves and fishes, the crowd followed him to the other side of the lake. When they inquired, what must we do to perform the works of God? Jesus replied, this is the work of God, to believe in the one he has sent. That's in John, the 6th chapter. Jesus continued, Dear ones, you need encouragement because the accuser of the brethren is 24/7 finding fault with you and whispering that in your ear. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, he who accuses them day and night before our God. That's Revelation 12:10. Jesus continued, you think it is your own mind, when in reality it's the devil's feeding you discouragement, so you will not believe in my ability to use you. This is their favorite way to bring you to a halt and sabotage the mission I have conceived in you before it ever gets off the ground. They convince you that you are too flawed to be used by God. That is why I have made such a point of explaining this and exposing Claire's faults and sins. When you realize who she really is on her own, without me, you will truly understand, wow, I'm not that bad. Of course, don't fall into pride or judgment, but if you see who she really is, you will never be jealous of her. There is another aspect of envy and jealousy I would like you to understand. That is simply that I set good examples before you. I want you to climb upwards, to soar with me, and when you see others soaring, you will desire to be there too. It is an excellent example for you. But at the same time, the enemy will be saying, you're a loser, you'll never be able to do that. And if you listen to him, you will become discouraged and even jealous that you aren't as good as another. Watch out for that ploy. It will be used on you over and over again. I know I've told you this before, many times, many, many times, but it bears repeating because you are still falling into this trap. My darling brides, go with the inspiration you are feeling in your hearts now, and know that I have empowered and anointed you. We will do this together. Do not look back or consider your past, for truly I'm doing a new thing in your lives. Receive me in communion every day. Not only will you be strengthened, but it is the tangible, physical manifestation of our union. I have made it so. I bless you now to continue to catch the wind of my spirit and fly with me to your very unique destiny.